Hello, my name's Julie Lanigan. I'm a paediatric dietitian working at the Institute of Child Health in London. My main job is research, but I also work with infants and toddlers and their mums and carers in the community. And part of our research is to look at early diet and long-term health. So we're very concerned with what toddlers are eating at the moment, as their diets are giving a cause for concern. For example, in the most recent National Diet and Nutrition Survey that covers the years 2008 to 2011 and will be published next year in 2012, shows that children's diets are still very low in vitamin D, for example, and that minerals such as iron and zinc may still be a problem. So this indicates to us that our toddlers aren't eating the right amount of foods and getting the right amount of nutrients or foods in the right combinations. Also of concern are that they're eating lots of foods that are high in sugar still, although there has been some improvement since the last survey. The new survey suggests that children's diets may still be high in sugar. And the concern there is that sugar is found in many sort of convenience foods, very energy-dense foods, and it's fat's best buddy, so it's often found in combination with fat as well. So this would suggest that young children's diets probably have too much energy in them, and this is probably what's contributing to the huge obesity problem that we're seeing in young children at the moment. This latest survey shows that one in two children of this age might be overweight or obese, and that also is supported by other survey data. Although the incidence may be lower, it seems that a quarter of this age group are obese or overweight from other studies. So we do know that dietary patterns form very early in life. Research from the Auspac study that's been going on for several decades now in the Avon and Bristol area of the country has shown us that children form their diets by about the age of three, and that these diets tend to track through to adult life. So, for example, a junk food diet, that's one of the patterns being identified, may form early and may be carried on into adult life. So what can be done about all of this? Well, anybody working with young children in the early years is in a position to give advice and help to parents and carers of young children. But also, practical help is needed. It's no good just telling people what to do. People need to be shown and need to learn and understand, and they need to feel involved in the process. So it's very important that everybody working with young children gets them involved and the parents involved as well. Now, one such way of doing this is to run programs for children and their families where they actually learn about healthy food and activity. And we at the Institute of Child Health have currently devised a program called Trim Tots that's been specifically designed for the under fives and is currently running in Sure Start centres in the Hertfordshire area.